is the Starting Lineup with Cebulski, Darling, and Lawrence on the new home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650.
Joining us on the line is the former goalkeeper for the Canadian Women's National Team. A huge, shocking announcement coming down last night. John Herdman is out as the Women's head National Team coach and taking over the men's side, replacing Octavio Zambrano. And I caught a lot of people off guard in the soccer community. And Karina joins us on the line. Good morning, Karina.
Good morning. How are you guys?
I'm good, thank you. How did you find out about this?
Well, I was out, I finally picked up my phone and I just went, someone sent a text and I looked it and I saw on Twitter and yeah, that's how I found out. I was kind of out of the loop for about 4 hours. And then when I got back into loop, I was actually doing some CBC work to prep for the Olympics. And yeah, that's how I found out.
By the way, congratulations. Karina was named this morning as one of the reporters for Pyeongchang, so she'll be heading off to the Olympics. Good luck in that.
Thank you.
Let's talk about just, you mentioned how surprising this move was, and it kind of got leaked out last night, and I think it caught everyone off guard. How do you think John Herdman, first of all, let's deal with him as a coach first. What was it like to play for John Herdman?
He was the best coach I ever had, hands down. And no disrespect to any of my other coaches. He was in a league of his own. And he was so much more than just the soccer coach. He empowered people. And, I mean, as you know, he came in, we'd come dead last in 2011. And 9 months later, we stood on the podium and saw the flags rise and won a medal for Canada. So everything he did, he could change our culture. He changed us as women. He changed the way Canada looked at the sport. So a phenomenal coach and, most importantly, an amazing human being.
And when you say change the culture, talk specifically about some things that he did in order to get everyone to buy into what he was selling.
Well, he made everybody understand who they were. So if you were, for me, for example, I remember there was a couple of us he brought in, and one of the most powerful things he ever said to us is a couple of us had been on the team for many years, and he asked, "Do you think you're a leader?" And, you know, for me or with Sink, and we felt we'd had many meetings. We're like, yeah, we're leaders. And he said, this is actually a leaderless team. And he took us through the journey on how to become better leaders. As players, he'd help them identify what their strengths are. And, you know, you nail down your strengths, but let's work and go at your weaknesses. And let's not hide from it. So when I say he changed everything, the culture, the way we, like, if you came into the team when he was a coach compared to came into the team years before, you could completely see a different culture, a different idea of team, a different idea of people connecting on something greater than themselves. And that's what he did.
We're talking to Karina LeBlanc on the John Herdman announcement here on Sportsnet 650. Karina, what's going to be the biggest challenge for John jumping over to the men's side? I mean, obviously you can speak to the experience of being a female athlete being under John, but what do you think is going to be the biggest challenge for him jumping over to, I guess, the male pro athletes that he's going to have to deal with?
You know, I can't speak too much for that because I'm not a male pro athlete.
Sure.
I'd just be assuming just like you guys. I think it's a different culture. It's a different game. It's a different beast. But I have to say this, in knowing John, when I first heard, I was like, whoa, you know, because for me, I'm an ex-player, but I played on the women's team and I thought about, man, like this is what our team needed. And I 100% felt that the women's team would be number one, but John doesn't do things by chance. You know, in the back of his head, he's had things set up on the woman's side because he's always said he was going to leave in 2020. So with Kenneth being at the top of the helm at the woman's side, it's not like he's just leaving the team alone. But I think if I know anything about John, he knows what he's doing. I mean, from the outside, it looks like, what are you doing? Like, why would you leave? You're now top four. You could go top one. Why would you leave to a side that, you know, but if anybody has a plan and has something that will be different for the program, I'm going to believe that John Herdman has a plan and he actually can make a huge difference in that program.
Karina, are just based on seeing Christine Sinclair's tweet last night, are some girls upset?
I think it's just, I mean, I put myself in their shoes. Like, when I first saw the news, it was almost like I was still on the team. I forgot that I retired, right? of course. I mean, when it's just like you, if you've had the best boss ever, you don't want to ever not have that boss be your boss, you know, and that's how the girls felt. They know that he's the best. But I have to say, they also do love Kenneth. And it's just one of those things. You have to give the players time to accept what it is and move forward. And I'm sure by today, some of the girls, it's like giving them a chance to, like, it's not more than a loss, but accept it and move forward. And I think that's what a lot of them are going through. And you know, I mean, I do know that he did get to speak to some of the players. I know on social media, it's seeming like he didn't tell anybody. I know it came up much quicker than John wanted it to because of how social media is these days. I know it came up quicker than CSU wanted it to. So unfortunately, not everybody got a chance to speak to John. And I think that's what's been going out in social media. But I think it's just, I mean, I had the same, you know, it's one of those things, you're part of the family and you almost forget that, like, I'm like, okay, obviously I know I'm not playing because I'm not getting up every morning at 5 a.m. and running till I puke, but it's just, it's an adjustment, you know?
Well, it's going to be an interesting time for John, and I know that you're wishing him lots of success, like a lot of people, and good luck with yourself as well on your Olympic duties. You'll have a great time there, and stay safe, and enjoy yourself and have fun. And thanks very much, Karina. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. You guys have a great day.
Okay. Karina LeBlanc.
Yeah, former goalkeeper, and talking about the decision for John Herdman. I think,
and high praise for him too.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's like you can just tell that there's a lot of love for him, and it's like having that great boss that you never want to leave you.
I say this in a positive way. He was almost like a cult leader with the women's national team, the way that everybody bought in to what he was selling. He was an incredibly charismatic individual, and the success that he's got with the women's team. Now, two Olympic medals. I think I will say this, though. I think there is a sense of there is a little stain on the reputation during his time for the disappointment during the 2015 Women's World Cup here.
Yeah. No coach is going to be perfect. If you look at his resume.
But that was the big one.
Never beating the U.S.
Yeah.
Never beating the U.S.
Because it was here is a big one. But is an Olympic bronze medal any less of an achievement than winning, especially when they could have more than likely with one of the worst calls we've ever seen in soccer?
Special moment.
What John is able to do is get people to take what's inside of them and bring it out to make them better. And that's what I think will be a positive for the Canadian men's team.
Sportsnet 650.